While searching online for the perfect whale watching holiday, I've stumbled across something rather extraordinary. Something very, very big, it seems, is about to go down in Brighton, all about whales and dolphins. Using my little grey cells and the WhaleFest website, I managed to track down the two men behind this global whale and dolphin extravaganza, WhaleFest.
Whales and dolphins are no respecter of international boundaries. I mean, they swim across the oceans, and they're animals that unite people. So we have this tremendous opportunity in the year of the Olympics and the Paralympics, and with the support of Visit Britain that WhaleFest has, to bring the international community of people together to protect the international community of whales and dolphins.
We have to inspire people about what amazing animals and what an amazing place the ocean is, something that everybody should try to discover in their lives. But then we must also talk about the truth and how we together as a world can deal with those problems and quickly.
First things first, who exactly are these guys and where has this epic WhaleFest come from?
Well, I'm Ian Rowlands, one of the two co-founders of WhaleFest and Planet Whale. Now, Planet Whale is a whale-watching website. It's a global directory, a guide to responsible whale-watching. WhaleFest is that physical expression of that, bringing together everybody in the world of whales and dolphins. And it's much bigger than you think, 13 million people going whale-watching every year and 200 charities around the world. And we had this idea of creating WhaleFest. Well, for me, it goes back to when I was a kid. I was fascinated with whales and dolphins at age six. I'm a child of the 60s and 70s and grew up with the Save the Whale campaigns of that era. And it always astonished me as I got older that whales and dolphins, they're the most popular things on Earth. How come whale and dolphin charities and whale watch companies don't thrive? A festival, it seemed like the perfect opportunity to put all those whale and dolphin charities, all the people running tours, all the people with a passion for the subject who are not being supported as much as they should in front of the biggest possible audience.
And what about the other one?
My name's Dylan Walker. I'm the other co-founder of Planet Whale and WhaleFest. When whales and people come together, there is this unbelievable connection. There is something really special there, something I would go as far as to say magical about it. They have something, a power, if you like, over us that is the key to unlocking the public's passion for our oceans. And it's an opportunity for us to really get more and more people out there in the world to care about what's happening.
Dylan, can you tell me a bit about your Save the Whales Reloaded campaign? It sounds like an action-packed Hollywood adventure movie.
I think that's exactly where Save the Whales Reloaded is going, because we want it to appeal to lots of people. We need millions of people to get involved in Save the Whales Reloaded in exactly the same way that millions of people actually got involved in the original Save the Whales campaign, which happened in the 1970s and the 1980s. The reason that we're going back to the Hilton Hotel in Brighton is because the Save the Whales campaign of the 70s and 80s ended there. There was a decision that was made by the International Whaling Commission and they banned whaling, and it was a huge victory for the whales. But in 2012, we need a big victory for the whales again, because they're in big, big trouble and we've got to do something about it. We all have a right to be part of the future of our oceans. And we are running a campaign which hopefully gives people an action, an opportunity to really exercise that right. And we're going to do that in a really simple way. We are going to ask the public, we're going to ask whale watching companies, we're going to ask all the charities out there around the world who care about, who deal with whales and dolphins, and all the businesses. We're going to ask them a simple question. If you had the choice, if you like were able to play God, which areas of our oceans would you go out and protect? Because we want to start to build a global community of people who are making a simple statement. We stand behind protecting areas of our oceans for whales and dolphins so that they can live without many of the problems that they're facing now, which is causing tremendous declines in populations and terrible welfare issues to individuals.
I wanted to know what had changed since the original Save the Whale campaign. What new challenges and new opportunities does this new world of 2012 present?
The world's changed a lot since 1982, and I think at Planet Whale we've given a lot of thought to the Save the Whales campaign, because we believe, that it was the last big campaign about the oceans that really grabbed the general public, that really inspired millions of people. They did everything they could think of to try and stop this terrible tragedy of the amount of whaling that was going on. And I think the question that we have to ask is, how can we do that again? How can we reach millions of people? And the world has changed. You know, we didn't have social media. We didn't even have the internet back in the late 70s and early 80s on any kind of scale. So we have to use new technologies. We also have to accept the fact that we're not dealing with a single issue anymore. We are dealing with multiple threats that whales and dolphins face. The question that we're asking at WhaleFest 2012 is, before, all we had to worry about was how do we save the whale? Now what we have to think about is how do we save the places that whales and dolphins live, their habitats, the places that they give birth to their calves, the places where they socialise, the places where they hunt and feed and communicate, exactly all of the things that we human beings do in our own lives.
Why haven't we saved the whales? Why essentially haven't we managed to protect them? What are the greatest threats?
Oh, it's a really good question, and I could answer that question with a detailed breakdown of all the many and varied issues out there, from accidental capturing, fishing nets, overfishing, whaling, climate change. I could bore you to tears with all of those discussions, but I think that would be missing the main point. Ultimately, we are not saving whales and dolphins, and we are not saving the oceans, because you and I simply cannot see what's going on out there. If we could, if we sucked the oceans dry and we could walk amongst them and we saw what was happening, we would be so distraught that we would be stopping some of the actions of those people who are selfishly destroying the oceans instantly. Charles Clover, who's a famous author and writer, he made the comment that if we were to take a land-based version where two Land Rovers were dragging a net 2.5 miles wide across the Serengeti and literally catching every wildebeest, every gazelle, every lion, and doing that day after day after day, would we put up with that? No.
Join me for the next in this series to find out more on what the festival has to offer. Find out who's on the lineup of illustrious, adventurous, ocean-loving speakers.